Might occasionally have seen out there on the web images which are interactive in the sense that when you mouse over them, there are different things that you can do or access. Sometimes it's links, sometimes it's pop-up text, sometimes the image changes slightly. But if you've ever tried to do that kind of thing, it can be quite difficult or awkward. It's called image mapping or putting hotspots on. And some of the web design applications like Microsoft Expression Web or Dreamweaver, they can do that kind of thing for you. But boy, you've got an awful lot of learning to do before you get to the point you can create hotspots or map out your image. There are some tools that do it specifically, but they can be quite rudimentary and again, not particularly easy to get started. There's a steep learning curve, or it just takes forever to do it. ThingLink, though, that's ThingLink, is a tool which takes part into that for you. It's really easy to use. It's collaborative in the sense that you can work with other people on your image maps. It's straightforward. You get started by creating yourself an account, you upload an image, and then you'd simply add points to that image that you want to be interactive. So your image could be, it could be a photograph of a particular scene. It might be a geographical feature that you want to highlight certain parts of it. It could be a photograph of perhaps a sporting image, so it's an image of a match and you want to bring out certain coaching highlights. Or it could be just a diagram you've drawn. Maybe typically in biology you have the diagram of a cell and you have loads of diagrams in science which you then label up. Well, how about making them interactive so that when somebody hovers over, if we go back to the cell, the nucleus, for example, you can link out to another site with a more extensive definition, or better yet, a video, or maybe a micrograph, or something like that. So you can make your images much more interactive and therefore more usable. All of those different features are just done with a click. You put in a description, some content, and then a link if you need a link, and then drag and drop it over the image into the place that you want to make interactive. You can share your images out by sending a link to those who need to use it, or you get an embed code, or you can stick it as usual on the usual social networking channels like Twitter and Facebook.